we can only work on the information that's provided to us, and that's where the education comes into this. If we educate people as to what we're talking about, what the signs are, what to look for, the more information we get, the more referrals we get. It builds our picture when we talk about CSE.
How difficult are these types of prosecutions, though? Because by the very nature, trying to get a victim to talk and give a statement can't be easy for an officer.
One of the challenges there is not only being focused on the victim, but supporting the victim throughout this process. It's traumatic. You know, initially they might not want to speak to us, and it's working with them and making sure we've got the right support in there for the victim and what they want as an outcome, because the victim might not always want a prosecution.
Maybe a victim might see the police as the enemy in the same way as a perpetrator might.
I would hope that the victims now, and we've seen this arguably with an increase in the amount of reporting in relation to sexual offences we've got, that, you know, more victims are coming forward. So I think we've changed very lot as the police, as an organisation. We've developed the victims to come forward and you know, communicate with us.
Another difficulty, though, is there isn't a criminal offence of child sexual exploitation. It doesn't exist in the law. You kind of have to rely on being able to prosecute on, say, kidnap or rape.
I think it's more difficult, in fact, probably, that some members of the public actually think that CSE, or child sexual exploitation, is itself an offence. The offences are not new to us, but probably it's about the public understanding what we mean by CSE.
Do you think the public understand it?
Talking about safeguarding children here, listening to the voice of the child, and focusing on, is that child safe? Are we making that child safer in that environment?